Okay, let's get into the next parak of Sefer Yirmiyahu, Parak Memtes. Parak Memtes continues the theme of Nevuos about other nations. We've already had Mitzrayim and the Plishtim and Moab. And in this parak, we have a couple more. We have Ammon and Edom and Damesek and Kedar, a couple of other Nevuos. Let's talk about each one as they come up. The first one discussed in the parak is Ammon, Libnei Ammon. So Ammon has been around, Ammon and Moab. Again, in the Aver Hayarden area, as is its geographical location in the Torah. So the Navi describes how Ammon also eventually will be destroyed, punished for its role in what they did to Am Yisrael in history. Livnei Ammon, Kamar Hashem Habanim Ein Li Yisrael Im Yorish Ein Lo. Right, are there no banim? Yisrael doesn't have any children. You just wipe them out. You don't consider them family. Im Yorish Ein Lo. Madua Yorash Malkam Es God. Malkam is a name for the Avodah Zarah of Ammon. So why has Malkam taken God? Va'amo ba'arav yashav. What does that mean? So one of the pshatim is that after Am Yisrael left that area, Reuven, Gad, and Manasseh, when they were exiled, so Ammon took over. Ammon took over and didn't let them back in. So that's what the Navi is saying. Why didn't you let him back in? They don't have banim. They don't have families. This is yours. L'chein inei yamim ba'im no mashem. Vishmati el Rabas b'nei Ammon. I will make known in Rabas b'nei Ammon, the main city, the capital city. Truas ha'milchama. There will be a war. V'haisel etel shmama, and it will be desolate. Uvenosea ba'esh titzasna, and its suburbs will all be burned. V'yarash Yisrael is Yershav Amar Hashem. And Yisrael would yarshin its yarshim. So what does that mean? All of these nevuos, as the Radak here points out, is talking about Nebuchadnezzar, until we ultimately get to what's going to happen to the Bavel itself. But all of these are Nebuchadnezzar is going to conquer the Plishtim and Moab, and here too. So Radak says, when this pasuk says, V'yarash Yisrael is yarshim, it means later on. Later on, not right now. Ze lo amar al hazman hahu, ki peronis eile haumos, shezachar aydei Nebuchadnezzar tihiyeh. All these piranhas are by Nebuchadnezzar, but Ozzy Israel Haya Begalus. But Israel were in no state to conquer. Ela Lafisha Amar, Ki B'nai Amon Yarsha Eretz B'nai God. But once it says that B'nai Amon Yarsha B'nai God illegally, Amar Ki Od Yavozman, She Yarshu Yisrael as Amon, Shahu Yarshav, Yisrael will take back their land at some point. V'zeyia Ba'achris Hayamim. That will be Ba'achris Hayamim, but that's what this pasuk is referring to. Continuing, Heilili Cheshbon Kishudadai. Heilili Cheshbon, right? Cheshbon is considered here one of the cities of Ammon, even though in the last parak it was considered one of the cities of Moab. Maybe it was like right on the border between Ammon and Moab. But either way, cry in Cheshbon Kishudadai, because Ai, another city there, a different Ai than is mentioned in Yoshua, has been plundered. Sa'akna Bados Rabba Chagarna Sakim. Or referring to mourning practices, svodna, vihish shotatna bagaderos, go out and wander in the gaderos. Different pshatim what gaderos is, whether it just means in the fields or whether it means in the dung heaps. Either way, kimalkam bagolielech, your king or your idol, bagolielech, has been sent into exile, kohanav visarav yachtav, all the kohanim and the princes. Matis halali ba'amakim, why are you singing in the amakim, zav imke, it's flowing. What is it flowing with? Rashi says maybe it's flowing with water. It's flooded, right? Too much water is good unless it's too much water. And then it is destructive. The Mitzvah is David, and others say, no, maybe it means Zav with blood. Zav imkeg, as the Mashal is given sometimes in the Navi. Habasa shoveva. Habotcha botrosea. You have bitachon. You have too much self-confidence in your own riches. Mi yavo elai. You say, who's going to come? Right, the root of many of these nations is gaiva. Hinni maybe alayach pachanum Hashem. I'm going to bring you fear and trepidation. There won't be anybody to gather you in. Just like was said earlier in the parak of Moab, then the Moab, then the previous parak, that at sometime in the future Shvus Moab will be returned. Ba'achris Hayamim. Here it says Shvus Bnei Ammon will be returned. Here it doesn't say Achris Hayamim. The Rishonim discuss whether it's we're talking about the same time or at some time in the history, but not in Achris Hayamim. But either way, this is a pasuk that says they will return as well. There is a Mishnah in Maseches Yadayim and the Rashi and the Gemara in Maseches Brachas that discuss this pasuk also. The Gemara there discusses the Mishnah in Yadayim says, Bo Bayom, Dalid Dalid in Yadayim. On that same day, what's the Bo Bayom? The day that they brought Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah as the Nasi, and they remove Rabbi Gamliel. So Bo Bayom Ba Yehudi Ger Amoni. There was a Ger from Ammon, right, that came to the Bezdin. V'amad lefnehem beis hamedrash. V'amar lehem, mani labo bakol. And he asked, could I marry in? Mani labo bakol. Amar lo Rabbi Gamliel, asurata. Rabbi Gamliel said, no, you can't. You can't marry in, asur, right? Lo yavo amoni moavi bekal Hashem. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, mutarata. Rabbi Yeshua says, you can. Amar lo Rabbi Gamliel, akasuv omer. Lo yavo amoni moavi bekal Hashem. Gamdor asiri. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, v'chi Ammonim u'Moavim b'mkomanheim. Are Ammon and Moav still Ammon and Moav like they always were? Kfar ola Sancherev, Melech Ashur. Sancherev, the king of Ashur, already went up. U'bilbel es kol umos. He mus meval belo the umos. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Yeshayahu that we saw, v'asir gvulos amim v'asudoseim shoseisi v'orid kapir yoshvim. We darsha from there, the Gemara darshas from there, that he mixed up all the nations. Amar lo Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel answers from our pasuk, Hakasuv Omer, V'yachrei Chena Shuvish Vus B'nei Amon, V'kvar Chazru. They're back. Sancherev sent them out, but now they're back. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, no, they're not. Hakasuv Omer, V'shavti Yishvus Ami Yisrael, V'yadayin Lo Shavu. Hitiru Lavo Bakol, so they mounted him to be Lavo Bakol. Machlokes, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel, whether this pasuk has taken place yet or not. And Rabbi Gamliel says, it has. Rabbi Yeshua says, it has not. And we pass on like Rabbi Yeshua, that it has not. Okay, that is all. Number one, that is Edom, Ammon. Now we move on to Edom. Edom. So who is Edom referred to here? So this is a machlokas rishonim. Three ways. The Abarbanel summarizes this. The Abarbanel says that the Eben Ezra and Rashi say this Edom is talking about the Edom, just like we just spoke about, the biblical Edom. Edom, where it is in the south, right next to Ammon and Moab. That's what the Edom that is being referred to here. That's the Eben Ezra. Das Eben Ezra, says the Abarbanel. Shekol nevua Edom nemral eretz Edom asmuchal eretz Yisrael. V'yala churban she'asaba Nebuchadnezzar melech Bavel. The whole parak is about that. And it's about Nebuchadnezzar and the churban that he did. The Radak, he quotes, no, that this nevua, this parak is about the nevua l'asid lavo, and Edom should be understood in the more general sense of Christianity. Esav, descendants of Esav and Edom. Umos ha-notzrim, ha-mechunim ha-yom atzlenu ha-yehudim b'shem Edom, v'shi kula nevua l'asid lavo, something about the future. Me'achur b'chatiyah b'romi, rosh ha-uma, when the Rome is eventually conquered, right? And that's where the Rome in the couple of hundred years later, right? This is, again, remember these nevuas are taking place bisman ha-churban, and first Babel is still around. Rome is not a power yet, and if this nevuah is referring to, they're going to be destroyed from after they become a power. But that's the Abba Radak. And says the Abarbanel, v'shnei ha-drachim b'chlalus ha-nevuah azos, these two drachim, to understand this whole parak, bilti amitiim be'enai, they're wrong. They're not true. And he goes through showing how each, there are certain psukim that don't fit into each of these, and he ends up saying, I think this parak is split into half. Split into half and half. V'kiva shlo nucha lafarish ha-nevuah kula lo kederech ha-Rabbi Avraham ben Ezra. V'lo karadak ra'ui she-miksasa nefarish b'derech achad u-miksasa b'derech acher. B'tchilasa ein safek she-hischala navi le'eit she-avar kos Nebuchadnezzar al-Edom. K'mo she-avar al-shara umos asher svivo z'eretz Yisrael. The first half is about Nebuchadnezzar and that point, the first 12 psukim or so. But after that it switches to la'asid lavo. So that's the background about which Edom we are talking about here. So la'edom k'omar Hashem tzvako se'ein on Ha'ein od chachma b'teiman, and Edom is in the Teiman, it's in the south. That's why that first pasuk seems to be referring to the actual biblical Edom of the Eitz Mibanim Nisrucha Chachmasan. Their wisdom is gone. Nusu Hafnu Amikol Heves. They run away. They start hiding. Yoshvei Dedan Ki Eid Esav Eves Yalav Eis Pekadativ. It's the time has come to get punished. In Botrim Baulach. And he gives a mashal, right? If there were people who were gathering the grapes, lo yashiru olelos, wouldn't they leave a few? Im ganavim balayla, if somebody's stealing something at night, hishchisu daim, would they destroy everything? No. And here they didn't leave anything and it was totally destroyed. Rashi says it's more garua than the natural events. So that's why, you know, obviously it's from Hashem. Ki ani chasafti es Esav, says the, as if it's an explanation of Pasuk Tes. Pasuk Yud comes and says, you know why it's more and worse? Because it's from me. Ani chasafti es Esav, I revealed Esav, gilesi es mistarav, I revealed all of his hidden spots. The nechba velo yuchal, he can't hide. Shudad zaro ve'echav u'shchena ve'inenu. Right, all of the remnants, they are not around. Azva yisomecha ani achayeh. Says Pasuk Yud Aleph. What is this referring to? Again, machlokas. Rashi says it's referring to Yisrael. Az v'yisomecha, right? We left your, you left your yisomim, ani achayeh, right? You left Am Yisrael. You made Am Yisrael into so many orphans and widows. I take care of them. Ani achayeh, v'amru secha alai tiftachu. Don't worry, I'll take care of them. The Radak says, no, it's referring to Edom. Edom is saying that even though they go out to battle, nobody's going to say this. Nobody's going to suggest that I'll take care of them. That's part of the curse. Ki komar Hashem inei ein asher ein mishpatam lishtos akos shasu yishtu. Says Hashem, says Yirmiyahu in the name of Hashem, what was not mishpat, you gave to the Jews to drink, right? You gave them a kos of peranus, and they weren't supposed to drink that. Asher ein mishpatam lishtos akos shasu yishtu. V'atahu nako tinakeh, you're going to be cleaned. Lo tinakeh, you're not going to get away with it. Kisha sotishteh, you're going to drink the kos of peranus. Right? That is a fascinating lashon. Ein mishpatam, it wasn't their mishpat. What does it mean it wasn't their mishpat? Is somebody able to do something to someone else without HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement, bechira? Right, that is a major philosophical discussion. Right, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh is quoted in that context. Aruch Chaim in Parshas Vayeshev, where the brothers say, you know, we're not going to kill Yosef, we'll throw him into the pit. Throw him into the pit, there were snakes and scorpions there. Okay, maybe they didn't know, but let's say they knew. So what was this salvation? They're throwing him into the pit. So the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh explains, when it comes to nature, nothing's going to happen before the proper time. So they said, we don't know if Yosef is Chayim Misa or not. If we kill him, maybe we're killing him before his proper assigned time. But if you throw him into the pit, what happens with the animals? That's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Aruch Chaim. L'fisha ha'adam bal bechira v'ratzon v'yachol laharog mishalon ischayev misa. Ma she'en ken chayez ros lo yifku ba'adam emo yischayev misa l'shamayim. V'hu amru v'yatzileum yadam yad ha'bechiri. V'zeh sasar omro v'nir mayu chalamosav. Ki ha'bechira tevatel ha'dover v'en raya mi'argeo ki sheker diber. That is the Aruch Chaim. So that is against other Rishonim. How can you say this? And it doesn't sit so well with us that if somebody gets punched in the face, it wasn't from Hashem. I wasn't. In Hashem's viewpoint, I wasn't supposed to get punched in the face. It's just that, you know, I was, he has Bechir Chavshis. So again, the Sefer Chinuch says, by the mitzvah of Nakama, right, we don't know exactly how it works. But he says, as we have mentioned often, object, subject. He has Bechir Chavshis to punch me in the face, and he's going to get punished for it. But me as an object, it was supposed to happen. It was supposed to happen. That's how I have to look at it, and that's how I can't take nekama. I have to try not to take nekama, because mitzidi, as an object, as a receiver, it was meant to happen. She'itena libo, says the Chinuch, kisib in reish mem aleph. Siba she'tavo olam eis Hashem baruch hu, hu lo yehei davar bilti ratzon Hashem yisparach. Anything that happens to you, it's impossible to have something not from Hashem. Al kein kishiksea yitzarehu, o yachivehu adam, yeda benavsho, ki that is from him, it's good for him, avonosav garmu, but it means it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'Hashem yisbarach gazer ala bakach, v'lo yashis machshevosav linkom imenu, ki hu eno sibas ra'aso, ki ha'avonu amasabev. Or we might generalize it. There are great tzaddikim that have terrible things. Tzaddik v'ralo. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan. Again, it's a very hard concept to accept, but at least it gives us some nechama. But again, the simple pshat of this pasuk is, it wasn't their mishpat. It wasn't their mishpat to drink from this, and you gave it to them, but lo tinakeh, you will get punished from it. The Radak here and the Mesudas David also says, it wasn't mishpat, it wasn't a different pshat. It wasn't fair that you did it, because you are their relatives, right? Edom is from Esav, Yaakov and Esav, your brothers, and other nations who don't know, fine, but you guys are even worse, because you should have had at least some familial connection. Okay, now the Abarbanel switch says, now we switch to Las Elavo. Either way, maybe the whole thing is about it. It's going to be totally desolate. It's going to be totally destroyed, which never happened yet. That's why the Abarbanel says it's in the future. All of its cities are going to be destroyed. I heard something. There's a messenger that's sent. His kapsu vo'aleha. Gather round. Why hine katon nisaticha bagayim? I've made you small amongst the gayim, bazui ba'adam, right? Lowly. The medrash, the Yalkut here has a beautiful comment. The Yalkut says here, aviv karoto gadol. His father called him gadol. Vayikrat esav bino agadol. Imo karoto gadol. Shenemarat esav bino agadol. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, im be'enechem hu gadol. ve'enai hu katan. Shenemar hinei katon gat nesatich bagoyim. Based on our pasuk, Edom, he might be gadol from his parents, but I call him katan. And the Rinas Yitzchak here discusses, what's the message of this? The message is, there's biological bechora and halachic bechora, right? How could Yaakov sell a bechora to Esav? The answer is, he can't sell his physically, biologically, he was bechor, but he could sell the rights of the bechora. And that's what maybe the Yalkut is driving at. The father and the mother are saying, yeah, he's gadol, he's the bechor physically. Hashem is saying he's not the bechor spiritually, and it's an olam hafuch, so to speak, like the Gemara says in Baba Basra Daf Yud, right? It's olam hafuch, right? They call him gadol, but really he's katon. Tiflatzticha, hishiotach, right? Your greatness has misled you. You think you're so great. Zdonli becha, shochni bechag misela, you're really sitting in the people who should be sitting in the clefts of the rock, Tofsi Marom Giva, are really raising themselves up. Kitagbia Kanesher Kinecha. Right, the eagle, the enemy will come like an eagle. Mishamo Ritcha Nu Mashem, and they'll come and they'll push you all the way down. Vahaya Edom Lishama, call over Allah Yishom, everyone who walks by will see the desolation and they'll say, wow, amazing, I can't believe it. There's another just medrash that the Rinas Yitzchak quotes, the second in the parak. The Yalkut also says, on this pasuk, Im tagvia kenesher, v'im ein bein kochavim sim kinecha, la'asilava, kashakarish baruch hu don es Esav, harasha, ma Esav asu, misatef betaliso, bava Yoshev etzel Yaakov. Esav's going to try to come sit next to Yaakov. V'Yaakov amar, achi lo te kayotsebi, you're not like me. What's the message? He's going to come up and fly like an eagle and try to come up and take his place next to Yaakov. So explains the Rinas Yitzchak based on the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer, it's in the regular Toras Moshe, a la Torah, in Toldos. He quotes the Rashi. Rashi we're all familiar with, but we don't really think about it too deeply. Shnei Geim Bevitnech. Shnei Geim Bevitnech, what does Rashi say? It's Rebbe V'Antoninus. What does that mean? Right? They already could foresee Rebbe and Antoninus in the future. What does that have to do with Yaakov and Esav? The answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's originally planned, so to speak, giving free choice, was that Yaakov and Esav was supposed to be like Yisachar and Zvulun. Esav was supposed to work the land, and he was supposed to support Yaakov, who was Yaakov Ishtam, Yoshev Olin. That's what the plan was. And you see that it's in the potential, because look at Rebbe and Antoninus. Right, Antoninus is a king of Rome, and they got along very well, and they had mutual covet, mutual respect, and they were both very rich, and everything was Shalom al Yisrael, and that's how it was supposed to be, and that's the illusion right away. But the problem is, it didn't work that way, didn't happen that way. But in the future, right, in the future after history, Esau's going to come back and try to sit next to Yaakov and say, "What do you mean? I'm the brother. You know, we have a partnership." Or like some of Farshim say, that's why Yitzchak wanted to give the brachas to Esau. He thought that the partnership could still work, but really, as we see in history, it could not work. It was not meant to be. And he says, this is the Chassam Sofer I'm reading. Tchilas kavanas yitziras habanim elu hayashia Yaakov v'kol zaro la'olam mamlechas konim v'gai kadosh nesi elokim ba'olam ve'esav kizvulun nosim l'tok pivshel yisrael kizvulun v'yibken yukol yisrael la'olam kamo rebi bedoro v'kol esav la'olam ke'antoninus for Rebbe Nasi Elokim Benog Bo Antoninus covered Gadol. For Rebbe Nog covered Bo Antoninus Kamol Achol Kesa Romi. Right, but and says the Rinas Yitzchak, maybe that's what's being referred to in this pasuk as well, in this medrash, that he's going to come Lasalavo to try and be like an eagle and fly up and sit next to Yaakov. But Hashem's going to say it's not going to happen. Continuing, Kamapecha Stom VaAmora Ushchine Amar Hashem, like the turning over of Stom and Amora to be totally destroyed. Again, a riot that this didn't happen yet. So we're talking about the future. Lo Yeshiv Sham Ish Lo Yagurba Ben Adam. Nobody is going to be there. Skipping a pasuk, Chaf. Lachain Shimu Atzas Hashem. Listen, Asher Yatzal Edom Umachshav Osav. Listen to what Hashem is saying about Edom. Asher Chashav Al Yoshvei Teman. That he thought about Yoshvei Teman, again of Edom. Imlo Yischavum Tziirei Hastoon. They're going to be dragged by the Tziirei Hatzon, the small young sheep. Who is that referring to? So that again depends on your pshat. Rashi says, based on the Gemara, he's talking about Paras. Paras is going to defeat Edom at some point. The Radak says it's talking about Bnei Yisrael. Specifically, he quotes the Medrash, Bnei Rachel. Bnei Rachel, there'll come a time in the future that Edom will be overcome and conquered by the Bnei Rachel. And that's how we know the Drash. Elu Bnei Bnei Shal Rachel, Amedcha She'in Esav Nofel, Elo B'yad Zara Shal Rachel. The Yosef U Binyamin Hayu Tzi'irei Hashvatim. That's the Tzi'irei referred to here. Either way, this was about Edom. The parak continues. Pasuk Chav Gimel talking about Damesek. Damesek is the head of Aram. So Damesek also be embarrassed. Shamu Namogu Bayam Da'agash Gelo Yuchal. Right, it's not going to happen. Right, you have to realize everything that you've done against Klal Yisrael, you are going to have to pay for. Tzara v'chavolim achazatu kayoleda, like a woman in labor, they're shaking. Eichlo uzva ir tihilas kiryas besosi. How do you didn't leave the city? You had so much confidence that you weren't going to have to leave. Lachein yiplu bachureha berchovoseha. Its young ones, its strong ones are going to be fall. V'chal anshei milchama yidamu bayomahu. And all the fighters will be silenced. No Hashem tzvakos v'itzati eish b'chomas damesach lo b'fire. That's small about Damascus. And then we have Kedar and some of the nomadic tribes. Kedar and Mamleches Chatzor. Again, going through here, Beferish Nebuchadnezzar has mentioned that he's going to go and destroy Yo'atz Aleichem Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel, Eitza V'chashav Aleichem Machshava. He has thoughts, and he's going to take you, and he's going to defeat you. Pasuk Chav Gimel, V'haisa Chatzor Lim'on Tanim, Shmama, it'll be a place where Tanim, where animals could walk, totally desolate. And then finally, Pasuk Lamed Daled, the last nation in this parak spoken about, Jehoyad Var Hashem El Yirmiyahu Navi El Elam. Elam. Elam, the Radak says, helped out Bavel. The Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about Elam, right? The Gaiva of Elam, Tisha Kavim. Gaiva went down to the world, and nine of them Elam took. Either way, Komar Hashem Tzvakos, Hineni Shover Es Keshes Elam. I'm going to break them too, Reishes Gvurasam. Ve'vesi El Elam Arba Ruchos, Me'arba Ksos Hashemayim. I'm going to bring four winds from the four directions. Ve'zeirisam L'chol Aruchos Elam. I will spread them out and scatter them. V'lo Yia Agoya Shelo Yavosham Nitche Elam. There won't be a nation that Elam won't end up in. They will end up in all of them. But then again, just as it said by Ammon and Moab, the parak ends off, Ayyubachris Hayamim Ashiv Eshvus Elam, Noam Hashem, Elam is also going to come back at a future time, and we still, again, daven for the time when all of these nevuas are fulfilled and clarified, and we'll know exactly what each one was referring to. Okay, we'll stop here with Memtes, and Hashem will pick up with the last couple of prakim in Sefer Yirmiyahu.